Right. It's just Steve Pennett from Frickley Athletic with Jake Quickenden of X Factor, and now we're playing for Frickley. Hiya, Jake.
How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, not so bad. First of all, what made you decide to sign for Frickley Athletic?
Well, Tom, obviously, my best mate plays, and I know Carl was interested pre-season and stuff, but I had quite a lot going on, and I've had a little bit of free time, and I've come down and trained last Tuesday, and he's just said he wants to sign me, so I've decided to sign. It's a good move, and top set of lads, do you know what I mean? So it's good. And he said if anything happens with the music, then it's fine, I can do that. But it's just while I'm home and I'm doing stuff, I can play at the weekends, which is brilliant.
Oh, great. So you think you can do music and the football at the same time?
Hopefully. That's the idea. If I do have to go off with the X Factor and stuff, then Carl's he's already said that that's absolutely fine. But while I'm here, I'm dedicated to the club and hopefully smash some goals in and get winning some games.
Yeah, definitely. Recently, I think you've only been playing Sunday football, haven't you?
Yeah.
Do you think you'll be okay with the step up?
I'm hoping so. It might take me a few games to get back into it. I played in Australia with Tom, and I've been at some semi-professional clubs before. But like you said, I've only been playing Sunday League, and it's obviously a massive difference. But hopefully I'll get myself fit and I'll get myself playing well. That's what we want.
Yeah, definitely. I gather that the lads got you to perform a few songs after training on Tuesday. How did that go?
I reckon I was more nervous performing in front of them than I was the judges, to be honest. I thought I'd get some boxes thrown in my face or something. But to be fair, it was good crack. I think they all enjoyed it and it was a good laugh. So I'll do it again. Do it after every win, hopefully.
Yeah, I was going to say, if we win today, you'll be doing that regularly. What have the other lads made of your signing and the publicity that's gone with it?
I think publicity is only a good thing, to be honest. So, and when they see that I'm willing to train hard and I'm willing to play hard and I'll give my all on the pitch, and hopefully they'll think that I'm not just some kid who's been on the X Factor, that I'm serious about football as well, then that'll be fine. But everybody's been really welcoming and everyone's been really nice, so at the minute I'm not complaining, it's brilliant.
Great. Right, so we've got an FA Trophy tie today. Next week it's FA Cup. Have you played FA Cup before, and what's your thoughts on that?
No, I never have. I can't wait, actually. Yeah, that's going to be brilliant. I've never played in the FA Cup, and it's something that I can rub in my brother's face as well and say, I played in the FA Cup, mate, because I play with him sometimes on a Sunday, so for me to get a big move is quite good. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's a massive step up, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Great. And finally, then, what's your hopes and ambitions in football, then?
Hopefully I can just start getting in the first team. Obviously, I'm not going to walk straight into the first team because it's football and you've got to prove yourself. But hopefully get into the first team and start scoring some goals and helping the team out. That's all really the best thing to do. Just help the team out and do that.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, mate. Cheers.
I hope that worked all right.
Yeah.